Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. Now, today I have a really interesting conversation for you. If you are buying property and you're scouring for property and you're wondering, oh crap, it is clearly a seller's market and I'm having trouble finding the right leads, the right deals, what do I do differently? Well, my guest today has a very interesting perspective on this, and you might be paying for your ads. You might be at the top of Google every single month or every single day, and you're wondering, I've got to keep spending $15,000 a month just to stay at number one or number two. And on top of that, I have to pay for my yellow letter campaign, which is costing me an extra five or six or seven or however much money you're spit throwing at yellow letters and postcards and using ListSource as your lead source. So we're going to have a good heart-to-heart in today's conversation. My guest today's name is Philip Vincent with Mom's House, and we're talking about the secret sauce, the lead source that you need to pay attention to, frankly, for the future. So that's coming up in a second. The sponsor for today's podcast is briefcase.email. Join thousands of readers and sign up at briefcase.email to receive a free weekly newsletter for real estate entrepreneurs. Briefcase loves to have fun with their newsletter. If you don't laugh, they'll give you your money back. Go to briefcase.email to sign up. All right, I'm excited for today's conversation for the aforementioned reasons. And if you don't know what aforementioned means, just rewind. Philip, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Thank you for having me. And I loved your description of that guy sitting there at the top of Google paying 15 grand a month. I'm like, I've been that guy and I know that pain.
It sucks, right? It's like, it's the worst pain in the world. And you're wondering, all right, I need my broad stroke keywords. And then I have my super concentrated keywords and what's going to happen this week or today and who's going to prop up in the competition. Because you know, Google Ads is an auction. That's what it is. You have to bid for the keyword that you want. And for some keywords, you're paying a couple $100 a keyword or a click. And others, you're paying, you know, not so much. But the science behind that costs money. To display your ads to those people costs money. And frankly, at the end of the day, you get a headache and you end up with a lot of white hair like you.
So it all slid off. It all fell down. Yeah.
It all slid off and fell down. I like it. But it stayed where it needed to. Philip, give me a little background. Who are you? What do you do? And we're going to jump into some of these questions I have for you.
Sure, let's do it. You know, I thought of something even scarier than that, you know, spending all that money is what happens if you turned off that marketing, right? And that's the even scarier question. So I'm Philip Vincent. I'm the founder of Mom's House. We're a company that works in the senior living industry to procure the best leads in real estate. And I can't wait to share with you guys what that means. There's six attributes of why these leads are the best. And I would take the Pepsi challenge with anyone I meet as to why these leads are the best. I've been in real estate for 22 years, but have been working in senior living since 2011. And so we have this nationwide company where I have a problem, and that's why I'm on your show today. I need investors nationwide, but I can't have just any old warm body. It has to be somebody that has love in their heart and care. They'll take the truly a sensitivity training about the senior living world. I've been saying it a lot lately. Investors are like crock pots, and the senior living industry is like a vase. And crockpots and vases don't get along in the same room very often. And so I teach investors on how to be able to talk the talk of senior living. And you cannot do it on your own. You will fail miserably. And so it's worth our time to talk about it because we talked about this, the future. There's 21 million boomers over the next 20 years that are going to need to sell their house. And guys, they're going to be doing it before they pass away. People have started calling what I do as pre-probate. It's an okay name. I don't really like that name for the public use, but I like it for the investor world. We can say that here today. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about what that means.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to have the conversation. You just said the Pepsi challenge. I haven't heard of that since like the 90s. That's so great.
I'm old. I'm old. Like, forgive me. You know, let's go. Okay, what's a new challenge?
Don't say
water like, bucket or what's it?
Right, the polar bear, ice water, jump in the lake challenge. How about that? That sounds...
Yeah, like, at least the Pepsi was like one challenge versus another, right? And so it was more, if we can come up with a newer, more relative one, I'll use it. So it's funny you say that. I call the person I help is the adult child, the most responsible child. And we used to call her Karen. Well, Abdi, what happened to the name Karen in the past year and a half?
My God, right. Like you just, oh, geez, right.
She got decimated. So now we call her daughter Judy. And so...
There you go. Nice. So let's dig right in, man. Everybody's done leads differently. I remember when I started out, I used to knock on doors. I used to go to leadsource.com, download a leads list. And LeadSource, I mean, you know, it's very extensive, and it can also be very expensive depending on what you're looking for. You can find probate leads, you can find your out of state or in-state leads, you can find those that are non-owner occupied, owner occupied. You can get it all down to the geographic area, to the money that people make, and you have a hyper-focused specific leads list. And then the next actionable item is to send them a postcard, send them a yellow letter, and you hope and pray that you get a couple of callbacks. But what you're saying is a little different. You said the word sensitivity. What also caught my ear is the crock pot and vase analogy to the senior citizens. And so let's maybe dig our heels a little deeper into that particular world. Why is it that the senior citizen, I guess, leads, let's call them the senior citizen leads, are ones to go after?
There's six reasons. These are families that when they find out mom has to move into senior living, they need to sell their house versus want to sell their house. They almost always have 100% equity, which is what we're looking for as investors. They also have a house that almost always needs to be updated. Even if it's clean, it's usually grandma clean, and it's not necessarily right for or ready for the retail market. Not to mention when you buy someone's forever home, it's almost always full of life or stuff. I won't call them a hoarder because that's not fair. Life adds up really quick, especially when you've been there 40, 50 years. And so it's a house that we can, as investors, can add value to. The fourth reason is that there's less competition. To work in senior living, I'm usually me versus no one or me versus a realtor. And I can almost always show my value proposition on why they might want to go with an offer like mine versus the do-it-themselves model of getting it ready for the market. The fifth one is a huge one. It's if you and I are brothers, Abdi, and we find out today our mom's moving into senior living, we're looking for advice on subjects we don't know a lot about, which is where our mom's gonna get the best care. And when those vendors or stakeholders in the senior living world say, well, I know a guy or gal that I trust to come in and make an offer on this house the way it sits, that warm referral cannot get more trusted. You're already trusted, you're in the inner circle. And so, the sixth reason is that these leads are free when you do it the right way. You had mentioned about, and by the way, if you're in real estate, you realize you're in the marketing business, right? Whether you network or you pay for it. And I get so wound up over marketing. You had my wheels turning when you were talking about building the leads list. Let me ask you a question. When you built your leads list, did it sound something like this? Over the age of 65, have lived in the house over 20 years.
Check.
And has massive equity.
Check. Yeah. And so you look at I'm just going to call out a couple people, right?
PropStream.
Thank you. Yes. PropStream. Okay. That's not the only one. Like, there are other pieces of tech out there that aggregate data and say, hey, here's whom we think has the highest amount of equity or lowest amount of equity, depending on kind of what your strategy is and what you're going for. Do you subscribe to those kind of pieces of tech that help you download a leads list so you can identify who you want to go after?
No, not at all. Now, I don't knock that type of business. I understand though, why do you send to 65 over? Why do you send to 20 years in the house? Why do you send to high equity? It's to try to find a lead that I just described. My people raise their hand and say, now is the time. And I don't knock, direct mail. It's just the problem is that there's 30 people doing that same list. You talked about that guy at the top of Google and he's paying 15 grand a month. Well, it's really hard to stand out, for all that time and effort to be at the top of Google. You pay 15 grand, the next guy pays 14 grand, 13 grand. All those people doing that, the direct mail and the pay-per-click, for all your time and effort, you get to be one of 10 people, one of 5 people on every deal because they just don't call the first one. So for all that work, you get to now compete. Where with what I'm talking about is it's usually me versus a realtor or me versus no one because of how that relationship came to me. And so I want to be clear here. Yeah. Something about mom's house is that you cannot pull a list of the daughter Judy. There's no way to find it. Daughter Judy is the daughter of the person, the parent moving into senior living. So think, and they usually live 400 miles away. So think how fragmented it is. There's three players. There's a senior living industry. There's the family, the person moving in, the senior, and then there's the adult children that are helping the parents make that decision. So there is no list to pull. You have to do it the way that I teach, which kind of makes it insulation, right, from what we're talking about. If there was a list, a way to pull this list, I'd be the first one to buy it.
Jeez. Okay. So one, how about, all right. So you have me thinking, Phil, why can't I like find somebody who maybe download a leads list of people across the United States, or maybe, I don't know, let's start in Illinois or something. And you have folks like, I've got senior parents, right? Like we haven't had that conversation yet because they're still healthy enough to not have that conversation. And I'm 36. So what if you could pull a leads list of folks that are between 34, and like 42? Is there any kind of filtration? Is there any kind of filtering that we can do for that list or have you even gone down that road?
No, it's really hard. You don't take a healthy mom to senior living, like you just said. My parents are in their early 60s, same way. You know, I'm 43. My parents are not even anywhere near. But what happens is a flashpoint happens, like a hip surgery. And 50% of people over the age of 60 that have a hip surgery do not move back home. They move into 24-hour care. So it's really called crisis management. And so because we're so fragmented, if I pull that list of 36 to 42, there's nothing indicating that your parents need to move into senior living, right? And you don't live near, well, I don't know you, but in general, the adult children live about 400 miles away from their parents. So think how separated it is. That's what I'm saying. The day to play, I'd be the first person to buy it if you could find that exact moment. What I do is teach how to build relationships in senior living with about 9 different job titles that have brought me deals month after month, year after year, because they're having that tough conversation with the family at the flashpoint. When they raised their hand and said, now is the time. Let's talk about direct mail for a second. You know, you're the high genius. Equity, they've lived there 20 years. They're over the age of 65. That list you're mailing to, you're trying to get to what I'm talking about. Here's the problem with direct mail. Once you turn it on, what do they teach you? You can never turn it off, because if you do, when they need you, it won't be the right, you're hoping. And so I've had a lot of friends in the direct mail business, and they tell me this stat that 90% of people that get started in real estate mail one time and then they stop. So why do you think that is?
They don't get the results they want. I mean, they're competing against 30 other people, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And they're like, well, how am I going to break through? And they'll start changing the color of the yellow letter, right? Then it becomes blue or pink, or it becomes scented. And then you start throwing together like a lumpy mail concept, right? You put it in an envelope, you throw a little candy cane in the envelope because there's a higher chance that somebody will open something where they perceive there's like something else. It's like lumpy. I'm curious, what's in this thing? You know, so that's
all about the open rate, trying to get that open rate up, because it can't be that there's 30 people fishing in the same pond. Nobody thinks that. It can't be that. And I'm over here saying, hey, they're giving away fish over here. What are you guys doing over there? You know, my problem in life is I've always tried to work smarter, not harder. You know, and so like that, it just pains me now when I hear what people go through.
Yeah. Okay. So you're kind of blowing my mind. You are absolutely blowing my mind right now. This is insane. Okay. Let's do another gold nugget, then we got to wrap this up. If there's one thing, and you mentioned there's a secret sauce here, people can reach out to you how? Momshouse.com?
Momshouse.com/think. I did it for your listeners. I want to connect with your listeners. I know you guys have a large army of people that care about this subject.
For sure.
And I'm looking for the right people. So momshouse.com/think.
Momshouse.com/think. If there's one gold nugget that I'm sure you have learned in your years of investing in real estate and helping seniors, what would it be?
You have to think about the business that you want at the end. And so to build a business that does a few hundred deals a month, or a year, I should say, is a big company, right? But is it the amount of profit you want to make, or is it the amount of work that you want to put in? And so I've built a business now that comes directly to me. All my leads come to me for free, and they have those 6 attributes where they're ready to sell at that moment. They have equity. It's a house I can add value to. It's a warm referral and it's free. And so I don't lay on my pillow at night hoping my direct mail works this time. And what happens if it doesn't? And what can I keep it on all these fears? My business now comes to me. It's something sustainable. And so my golden nugget is, we've been told that to compete in our real estate business, you have to spend to win or outspend or, you know, be there. And I'm here to tell you that it's not that way, but you have to be able to build relationships with the right people, know where to find them, what to say, and really importantly, what not to say. I can't stress that enough. The crockpot world and the vase world, I've cracked that code by my own error. I have a big gregarious personality, and I was that investor. I was that crockpot walking in, saying the wrong things, not getting the results I wanted. And so I kept changing. I kept learning. I kept adapting. And over 10 years, I figured out who the right players are in the space so that way I can help others go out and have traction quicker than I did.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to shoot you an email or like a message offline. We've got to talk some more. Philip, thanks so much for joining me, man. This is so cool. Keep rocking, and we need to have you back in a couple of months just to see what your progress has been throughout 2021. Sound good?
Thank you. I would love to. Thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it.
You got it. See you later, man. The next segment of the Think Realty podcast is brought to you by Think Multifamily. Whether you're a passive investor looking for passive income, or you're an aspiring syndicator and ready to learn how to go big fast, Think Multifamily is the industry's leading acquisition and education company who's here to help you invest for your family's future. We're with you every step of the way. For more information, check out www.thinkmultifamily.com. And on the raise, same kind of thought process of raising money and thinking about what you can do for the future, for your financial future, you know, we talk about this concept of OPM, other people's money, being able to raise that capital so you can go purchase, whether it's single family, multifamily, in bulk. How do you do it? Well, my really good friend, Bruce Peterson, a soon-to-be Think Realty resident expert, talks about, in a recent article on Think Realty, how to raise capital for your real estate investments. There are a couple of things that he talks about. Number one is competency and knowledge. Nobody's going to trust you if you actually don't know what you're talking about, right? It doesn't make any sense. So number one for him is competency and knowledge. You have to know what the heck you're talking about. Number two, you need to have a personality. And imagine if I was doing this podcast and I was droning on and on and on, and I sounded like just something like this. So we're talking about something to do with real estate investing today. And no, you don't want to sound like anybody on NPR that doesn't have a personality. Granted, I listen to NPR a lot, and I love the guys and gals at NPR. But if you are boring as heck, nobody's going to want to listen to you or take action on any of the potential options, investment opportunities that you have. Number three, you need a presence. When you enter the room, when you enter the conversation, how do you enter? What does your voice sound like? These are all things in aggregate total that represent the presence that you have in the room. Again, if you're not using the high-low, fast-slow methodology, I think you're kind of losing the game. And if you want to know what that methodology is, just shoot me a little DM. And number four, authenticity. If you're not being authentic and true to who you are, you're losing the game. If you're projecting yourself to be somebody you're not, you're going to lose the game. Do not sound or be somebody like, "Hi, my name is Abby, and I have a great opportunity for you." You know what's going to happen? You're going to sound like that guy or that gal that's a super sleazy car salesman that just wants your money. Sorry, that's not going to work. Number five, legality. Make sure that when you go down a road, when you're syndicating deals, that you absolutely have your legal buttoned up, or you're going to get sued, or you'll probably be in violation of a rule that you didn't know about. There's a lot more to go around there. So if you have any questions about that, get in touch. Of course, feel free to get in touch with Bruce Peterson as well. You can find his information on thinkrealty.com. Think Realty Nation, that does it for the show today. If you have any questions, let us know. And also sign up for the Baltimore Conference. The Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Baltimore is coming up September 18 and 19. Set your sights on making 2021 a success, and success with more knowledge and know-how by learning and networking with top-tier real estate investing pros. For a limited time right now, receive a buy one, get one deal on both live and virtual tickets. What that means, you register for two tickets, enter the code PODCAST, and you get a ticket free. So buy one, get one free. Again, that code is podcast. Visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore for more information. Again, Think Realty Nation, I got a jet. I know you're busy. Wanted to keep this nice and informational for you today. You know how to get in touch, thinkrealty.com. Find me anywhere online. Until next time, happy investing.